ABC News.
Andrew Kaloupas with the latest. At least 36 people, many of them children, have been killed in a gun and knife attack at a child daycare centre in northeast Thailand. Authorities say the perpetrator was a former policeman who killed his wife and child before turning a weapon on himself. He'd been sacked from the police force last year for drug-related offences. Mass shootings are rare in Thailand, even though the rate of gun ownership is high compared to other countries in the region, and illegal weapons are common. The Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, has offered his condolences to those affected by the mass shooting. In a tweet, the Prime Minister says it's impossible to comprehend the heartbreak of the horrific news from Thailand, and all Australians send their love and condolences. The Prime Minister of Solomon Islands has once again confirmed he won't allow a foreign military base to be built in his country. During a meeting with the Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, in Canberra, Manessa Sogavare said he won't allow foreign military installations in Solomon Islands. He also thanked Mr. Albanese for the offer of helping to fund the country's national election in 2024, having previously berated Australia over the offer. Mr. Albanese says Australia is a committed development partner to the Solomon Islands. Queensland's Attorney General has found Star Entertainment Group unsuitable to hold a casino licence in the state. An independent review by former Judge Robert Gotterson has been looking into Star's operations in Queensland since June, after hearings in New South Wales aired allegations of money laundering and fraud. As a result of the report, Queensland's Attorney General has found Star unsuitable of holding a casino licence in the state. The government has accepted all recommendations of the review, including that cashless gaming be introduced to casinos and that a special manager be appointed to supervise casino operators. Star will have 21 days to respond as to why it should continue having a casino licence in Queensland. ABC News.